Hi, guys. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to day three of our Man Church race plan. And we're about working through all of these things when it comes to, is God calling us? What has God called us to? So if we're going to find our groove, guys, we got to figure out, what are we going to do when God calls? Yesterday, we talked about Abraham and how God called him to take his son Isaac on a three-day journey to Moriah and offer his son up as a sacrifice. And Abraham just took off. He got his boy, he got his servants, he got everything he needed to build an altar, and away he went. And we know when we got there, he was faithful. He did exactly what God called us to do. But what if we did the opposite of that? What if, like many of us have done, we knew what God wanted us to do, but we just kind of ran from it? Well, there's another story in the Old Testament that tells us what happens there. And this story is about a guy by the name of Jonah. And so Jonah, if you're not familiar with the story, in Jonah chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for the port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. So unlike Abraham, Jonah heard God's call, and he went running in the other way. In the commercial world of the Old Testament, Nineveh and Tarshish would be like in America, New York is to Los Angeles, geographically opposite, and the whole mindset of the city is opposite. So where Abraham saddled up early the next morning, Jonah hurried to the docks to head in the opposite direction. But you know, he quickly learns that it's just impossible to escape God's call in our life. Guys, this is one of the great big lessons we have here. When we're trying to find our groove, we have to recognize God has a unique and special call and a plan for our life. And so eventually, Jonah does get it right. But before that case, Jonah finds himself in the ship headed to the opposite direction. God sends an incredible storm. And eventually, the sailors on the ship are just fearful. They start throwing things off board to try to salvage themselves. Finally, Jonah says, "I'm the problem, guys. God called me to go one place, and I'm running from it." And so they throw him over, and God provides a fish to swallow him. And the story goes that he lived inside the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights. Now, it doesn't take a theological wizard to figure this out. You don't have to be a PhD to figure out that what Jonah is existing and what he is experiencing is a foreshadowing of what Jesus would find 3 days in the belly of a fish, 3 days in a tomb, 3 nights in the belly of a fish, 3 nights in a tomb. And yet Jonah came back. Jesus came back. So we see an Old Testament picture here in Jonah's life. So what happens here is that Jonah is about God's calling, but in the very difficult sense. He has decided to run, and God is pulling him back into this. Guys, listen, if you knew God wanted you to do something, but you ran from it, don't you believe God would love you enough to keep that in front of you and to ask you and call you and lead you back into obedience to him? I'm one of those guys that had to learn the hard way. I had to learn how difficult it is to answer God's call and set aside the little traps that life has set for me, where I want to be a control freak, where I want to understand everything. But the fact is, this is a big, big deal. Henry Blackaby, who I believe is one of those godly men on the planet, he described calling this way. He said, "Calling is God's invitation to join him in accomplishing his purpose through each of us." Now, you see, when you look at this, now is when we begin to understand, wait a minute, we've been called to the purposes of God. Now, I don't want you to miss this, because I think it's critical that we have the ability to sit down and articulate, this is what God is calling me to be. This is what God is calling me to do. But the being part is a lot more important than the doing part, guys. I mean, I want you to seriously grab your head and then spin it around in such a way that you can grasp, wait a minute, what happens if I've gone the opposite way like Jonah? Is God done with me? Well, clearly he's not, because God does go after Jonah. He does drag Jonah back. And eventually Jonah says, okay, well, Lord, then I can't win my way, so we're going to try it your way. And so he goes to Nineveh after all. And when he gets there, he isn't killed, he isn't stoned, he isn't martyred. When he gets there, he shares the message of Christ, he shares the message of God, and the scriptures say that everybody in that city, every single person, every single man, woman, child, all of them chose the path of God. All of them chose to live a life of godliness and to leave their life of godlessness. You see, the reason Jonah was afraid to go to Nineveh was in Nineveh, those people didn't believe God. Those people didn't live for God. Those people were way out on the fringe. And Jonah's thinking, well, you know, God, maybe there's somebody else that ought to go do that. I mean, if I go there, I'm going to get killed. So he runs. Guys, some of us, most of us, have run from God's will for our life. And if you're wondering, but could God ever use me again? The answer is yes, he did Jonah, and he will you. So here's your two questions for today. Can you sit down and go back to yesterday's question? What do you believe God's specific calling is on your life? And start to refine that. What is he calling me to be? What is he calling me to do? What is God equipping me for? So start making notes. Yesterday you started. Today, let's refine that and define that a little bit more. And then go to the second question for today. And let's just ask ourselves, what do you believe God wants your response to be to what you think he might be calling you to? Now remember, you're writing this in pencil. This isn't engraved in stone. It isn't etched in our forehead. This is literally, okay, what do I believe God wants me to do? And how would I do that in such a way that I could answer question two, which is, okay, what is going to happen in my life if I respond well? What does that response look like? You see, guys, the question comes in these two. Can you trust God for more than heaven? Can you trust him for tomorrow? Can you trust God for more than a church service on Sunday? Can you trust him in the boardroom? Can you trust him on the sales floor? Can you trust him on the job site? Can you trust him in all that you do? Because if indeed he has a call on your life to do something that only you can do, you can be assured that God will do his part and do all that he has to do. You see, I think sometimes we run from God's call because we believe we don't have the ability. Here's the good news. You don't need ability. You just need availability. How available are you to the things of God? Guys, I hope you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll wrap up the week in week number one of Race Plan. See you guys.